Your spire, a naturalized British subject of German birth, was a wealthy, munificent, and well-regarded entrepreneur and public benefactor in Edwardian England. When war came in 1914, Sir Edgar, together with his wife Leonora, an accomplished concert violinist, suffered ignominy and insult because of his German background and connections. And in 1915, after months of harassment, personal denunciation in the press and public meetings, and with a jeering mob at the door of his London house, he sought respite for himself and his family in the United States. He returned to England briefly in 1921 to face charges of disloyalty during the war. He was found guilty. He, Leonora, and their three British-born teenage daughters were stripped of their British nationality, and Edgar's name was struck from the roll of the Privy Council. I was curious to find out more. What exactly had Edgar been up to during the war? I went to the National Archives and ordered up the documents on Spire. They turned out to be the Home Office and official solicitor files on his case and a complete transcript of the trial. So I had a unique opportunity to immerse myself in the evidence and to review the case for the first time in 90 years. My book centres on that trial, The Troublesome Case of Sir Edgar Spire. Whether or not he was guilty of wartime offences, and I leave this for the reader to decide, I could not but be struck by the scale and diversity of his pre-war achievements. He was chairman of the company that financed and managed the construction of the three main deep underground electric tube lines, Northern Line, Bakerloo Line, Piccadilly Line. By 1912 he was king of the underground as a whole and controller of London's transport system. He took charge of fundraising for Captain Scott's Antarctic expeditions, for the relief of the explorers' dependents, and for the establishment of what later became the Scott Polar Research Institute in Cambridge. He rescued the Proms from bankruptcy and financed them from his own pocket. Passionate about music, he befriended many eminent composers and made their works familiar to the British public by arranging for their performance at the Proms. None of this received any recognition after his disgrace. Without Spire, there would be no London Underground, no Scott Expeditions or Scott Polar Research Institute, and no Proms. Yet, 80 years after his death, he still remains a non-person. The roots of Sir Edgar's downfall lie in the passions stirred up by the First World War. That's why I've called his story an episode of the Great War. The 1914 centenary would be fittingly marked by due recognition of Edgar Spire's massive contribution to our national life and heritage.